Reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Glory to you, Lord. After Jesus had revealed himself to his disciples and eaten breakfast with them, he said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" Simon Peter answered him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my lambs." He then said to Simon Peter a second time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Simon Peter answered him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." He said to them, "Tend my sheep." He said to him, "Tend my sheep." He said to him a third time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me? Do you love me?" Peter was distressed that he had said to him a third time, "Do you love me?" And he said to him, "Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my sheep. Amen, amen, I say to you that when you were younger, you used to dress yourself and go where you wanted. But when you grow old, you will stretch out your hands and someone else will dress you and lead you where you do not want to go." He said this, signifying by what kind of death he would glorify God. And when Jesus had said this, he said to him, "Follow me." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. This particular Gospel is a hard one to deal with in English, as I may have mentioned to you before. It's hard because there's different words in Greek for love, and there's two different verbs actually being used here. Peter and Jesus are not talking on the same level, and this is evident in the Greek. It doesn't come through in the English at all. So the Lord says to him, Peter, or Simon, son of John, it says here, "Do you love me more than these?" The Greek word that Jesus says to him is, you know, agapas me. We get this word agape love. Agape love would be understood as a full, complete, unconditional love, a love beyond all others, a complete, total, God-like love, you see. A full, complete love. And but Peter does not answer him, agapose. He says to him, rather, he says, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you," here in the English, but in the Greek he says, "Lord, diligose, I love you with phileose, I love you with a brotherly love." A much weaker word for love than what the Lord was asking for. It would almost be like if I said to you, you know, "Don't you really love this?" And you said, "Yeah, I like it." There's obviously a shade of meaning there where I'm asking for something up here and you're only giving me something here, you see, down here. "Don't you really love this movie?" And, "Well, I like it. It's okay, you know. And I'm wanting more from you." And that's kind of what's happening here. A second time, the Lord says to him, "Simon, agapas me," and Peter says, "Phileose." Again, I don't love you with agape love. I love you with brotherly love. You know, isn't it maybe true to say that Peter is finally being truthful? He's not going to tell the Lord any more fibs. "I'll go with you wherever. I will be at your side. Though everyone should run from you, I will never desert you. Yes, Peter, you will. You'll deny me three times." And finally, here, Peter, you see, is being honest. And he's saying, "Lord, you're asking for agape love. You're asking for this extreme, or this exalted, shall we say, form of love. And I will tell you, I do have affection for you. I love you like a brother. I really do, but I cannot say I love you with agape love." Some argue, by the way, that this interpretation is kind of reading too much into the text, that these words are pretty much interchangeable and so on. But listen, if they were so interchangeable, John wouldn't have been giving us different verbs here in this dialogue between Peter and Jesus. This is important for us to not miss. So I simply reject that notion that this is a distinction without a difference. The fact that different verbs are being used here is significant, you see. And finally, the third time, the Lord says, doesn't he does not say agapas me. He finally says phileas me, you know, do you love me with brotherly love? And it says something interesting here. It says that Peter was sad that the third time the Lord asked him, do you love me with brotherly love? In other words, the Lord sort of lowered his standards. He said, all right, Peter. So the third time he said, all right then, do you love me with brotherly love? And maybe Peter was feeling taunted. Maybe he was sad that the Lord had lowered his expectations. What's exactly going on here isn't clear that Peter is sad. Maybe he just feels worn out by the conversation. But he says, Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you with brotherly love. Why was he sad? Again, perhaps just, Lord, I can't give you what you're asking for. And, you know, in a way, don't taunt me. But maybe, I have a feeling that maybe the fact that the Lord said, all right, Peter, all right. And since you can't love me with this agape love, will you then love me with brotherly love? And maybe that made Peter sort of sad. But anyway, I want to just conclude by saying to you that the Lord did not reject Peter. He did not say, well, you can't give me everything, the heck with you. He met Peter where he was. And you notice that each time that Peter didn't really answer, he answered truthfully, but maybe not everything the Lord was asking for. You know, the Lord still had something for Peter to do. He said, Peter, do you love me with agape love? And Peter said, no, I love you with brotherly love. All right, Peter, feed my lambs. Peter, do you love me with agape love? No, Lord, I love you. I love you with brotherly love. All right, tend my sheep. And then finally, the third time again, finally, all right then, Peter, do you love me with brotherly love? Tend my sheep, feed my sheep. The Lord does not reject him. He doesn't reject us either. Even if we can't honestly say, Lord, I love you with all my heart. I love you above all things. Can any of us really say that? Can we really honestly say that? Now, maybe someone here can. But I wonder, honestly, truthfully, can any of us really say, honestly, without any shadow of a doubt, that we love God with that agape love above all things, above all people, even more than ourselves, more than anything in this world, we love the Lord with all our heart, with all our soul, with all our strength. It's a pretty high love. And yet, even if we can't say, yes, without any doubt, I love the Lord that way, the Lord still has something for us to do. You know, raise the children I've given you. Enter into the priesthood and become a priest. Take on this task, you see. The Lord has things for all of us here to do. And even if our love isn't perfect, but He will make it perfect, because the last thing He says to Peter is, Peter, when you were young, you went about as you pleased. But one day, someone will tie your hands and lead you off to where you don't want to go. And he was talking about Peter's martyrdom. And maybe on that day, Peter finally could say, finally, Lord, I really do love you above all things. Now, with all my heart, I prefer nothing in this world to you. I give my life now. At that time, Peter could say, agapose, I love you with agape love. The Lord had to get him there. The Lord has to get us there. And how He'll get us there, that's just not for any of our business. Just we need to follow Him. But He will get us there. It may be our deathbed before we're able to say it. But in the end, we will be able to say, Lord, I love you with agape love. Amen.